The resurrected Jesus wants you to empty purgatory with us. In fact, today from two different mystics, we're going to hear accounts of when he goes down to the dead to do that very thing so that we can meditate on this and see this as our new mission. If you have been following these 33 days, today is the day that we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the favorite title of the souls in purgatory for the Blessed Mother. She is the one who leads the charge to help us to do this. This is our new mission and calling. If you have not watched any of these videos, it doesn't matter. They don't care. They want you to help them. They don't care who you are or where you've been or how you've prepared. They need your help. You can watch all the other videos later and do this with us. We are also at the very end going to get some final advice from the unpublished manuscript on purgatory. And these visions about Jesus going down to the dead, they're true. I can prove them scientifically. And before and halfway through, I will show this to you. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into these readings. The first one is from The Mystical City of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. In her retirement during this evening, the great lady, the Blessed Mother, contemplated the doings of the most holy soul of her Son after it left the sacred body. For from the first, the Blessed Mother knew that the soul of Christ, united to the divinity, descended to limbo in order to release the holy fathers from the subterranean prison where they had been detained since the death of the first just man that had died in expectance of the advent of the Redeemer of the whole human race. I say then that the diameter of the earth's sphere passing through the center from one surface to the other measures 2,502 leagues, and from the surface to the center, 1,251 leagues. Now, I have to stop. She's telling us where the center of the earth is. You'll find out quickly why. How many miles is a league? Approximately 3. Now, 1,251 leagues times 3 is like about 3,250 miles or something like that. My math is a little bit off. That, interestingly enough, is exactly how far to the center. Now, it's about 3,500 miles. How did she know this 500 years ago? Only by mystical revelation. She was accurate. How far is 3,500 miles? It's from one tip of the United States, from Maine, all the way to Los Angeles. About a 6-day drive. Now listen to this. And according to the diameter is to be calculated the circumference of this globe. In the center of the earth is the hell of the damned, as in the heart of the earth. This hell is chaotic. This hell is a chaotic cavern which contains many darksome dwellings for diverse punishments, all of them dreadful and terrible. All of these together form a vast globe like a huge round jar with an opening or mouth of vast expansion. In this horrible dungeon, filled with confusion and torments, were the demons and all the damned, and shall be there for all eternity, as long as God is God, for in hell there is no redemption. To one side of hell is purgatory, where the souls of the just are purged and where they cleanse themselves. If they have not satisfied for their faults in this life or have not departed from this earthly life entirely free from the defects incapacitating them for the beatific vision. This cavern is also large, but not as large as hell. And though there are severe punishments in purgatory, they have no connection with those of hell. To the other side is limbo with two different divisions. This cavern is likewise smaller than hell and has no connection with it, nor are there in it the pains of the senses like in purgatory, for it was destined for the souls already cleansed in purgatory and implied only the absence of beatific vision or pain of privation. There also stayed all those who died in the state of grace until the death of the Redeemer. This is the place to which Christ's soul descended with the divinity, and which we refer to in saying that he descended into hell. To this cavern of limbo, then, the most holy soul of Christ our Lord betook itself in the company of innumerable angels who gave glory, fortitude, and divinity to their victorious and triumphant King. In accordance with his greatness and majesty, they commanded the portals of this ancient prison to be opened, in order that the King of Glory, powerful in battles and Lord of Virtues, might find them unlocked and open at his entrance. At their command, some of the rocks of the passages were rent, although this was not really necessary since the king and his army were immaterial spirits. By the presence of the Most Holy Soul, this obscure cavern was converted into a heaven and was filled with wonderful splendor. And to the souls therein contained was imparted the clear vision of the divinity. Then the Lord commanded the angels to bring all the souls in purgatory, and this was immediately done. As if in earnest of the human redemption, they were absolved then and there by the Redeemer from the punishments still due to them, and they were glorified with the other souls of the just by the beatific vision. Thus, on that day of the presence of the King, were depopulated the prison houses of both Limbo and Purgatory. Now a short and similar excerpt from Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich's The Dolorous Passion. It would be utterly impossible for me to describe all the things which were shown to me. Their number was so great that I could not reduce them sufficiently to order to define and render them intelligible. Besides which, my sufferings are very great, and when I speak on the subject of my visions, I behold them in my mind's eye portrayed in such vivid colors that the sight is almost sufficient to cause a weak mortal like myself to die. I next saw innumerable bands of redeemed souls liberated from purgatory and from limbo, who followed our Lord to a delightful spot situated above the celestial Jerusalem, in which place I, a very short time ago, saw the soul of a person who was very dear to me. The soul of the good thief was likewise taken there, and the promise of our Lord, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise," was fulfilled. As Christ did after his death, so we who are consecrated to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, shall do. We shall participate in this part of his mission. Now, after some final advice from the unpublished manuscript, we will pray the Eternal Father prayer, as well as the prayer of consecration. Try to love God so much. Try to love God now so much that you will not have to come here in order to learn how to love him through sufferings which are without merit. The sufferings and trials on earth are meritorious. Therefore, do not lose any one of them, but above all, love. Love wipes out many faults and makes one avoid them so as to not give pain to the one we love. That is why a soul that really loves Jesus is constantly on its guard to avoid everything that would grieve his divine heart. There are many souls in purgatory depending on you to deliver them from this place of suffering. Pray with all your heart for them. To be a friend of Jesus on earth entails suffering of body and soul. The more he loves a soul, the more he shares with it the sorrow he endured for us. Happy is the soul thus privileged. What an opportunity for merit. This is the shortcut to heaven. My friends, here is the moment. At this point, it would be appropriate for you, if safe, to be on your knees. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. All holy souls in purgatory, pray for us. And now the consecration prayer, based on the consecration to Our Lady by St. Maximilian Kolbe. O Mary, Star of the Sea, Queen of Heaven and Purgatory, Refuge of Sinners and our most loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. I, a repentant sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have, holy to yourself as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever most pleases you. If it pleases you, use all that I am and have, without reserve, wholly to accomplish what was said of you. She will crush your head, and you alone have destroyed all heresies in the world. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for the releasing as many souls from purgatory as possible, and thus help extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and growth in holiness, since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thus concludes our 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea. I ask that if this consecration has been helpful to you, that you consider supporting this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. And at the very least, please remember this channel and me and my family in your prayers, and I will do likewise. Now, let's go on to fulfill our mission of emptying purgatory. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.